Welcome back. Well, according to Stats SA, the economy added 18,000 jobs year on year in December. On a quarter on quarter basis, 81,000 jobs were added, with employment largely increasing in trade industries, while jobs were mainly lost in the construction industry. Central to the employment figures is the delay in implementing the minimum wage, which has to come into effect on Workers' Day, or was scheduled to in any case. Andrew Levy, who's Labour analyst at Andrew Levy Employment Development Corporation, joins us in studio now for more analysis of the figures and what it means for President Ramaphosa's drive to improve job creation. Thanks so much, Andrew, for your
time today.
So 81,000 jobs on a quarter-on-quarter basis, 18,000 jobs on a year-on-year basis. How do we reconcile the numbers and what it tells us about the state of South Africa's jobs picture right now?
Well, I think you put your finger on the most important issue, and that is if you look year-on-year and remember that these data move slowly. So quarter on quarter doesn't tell us much. Now, in point of fact, if we look at that 18,000 jobs, it's around about 0.2%. That could be a sampling error. So given the size of the numbers, at best it flatlined. The movement upwards was so small as to be barely noticeable. If you look at the quarter on quarter, it becomes quite understandable because it is a greater than normal increase, but remember, the last quarter of the year sees a lot of short-term, fixed-term contracts for the December period in retail. A lot of the jobs come in trade, so that underscores that. A lot in the holiday and the leisure industry. And, of course, those aren't sustainable long-term jobs. And if you look at the net loss of jobs in the economy, in fact, it's been in the areas like construction, which we know is very elastic. In transport, that's also indicative of the state of the economy, because logistics, moving goods around, well, if you're not making, you're not selling, you're not moving. So all of those are slightly worrying and underpin the fact that we are just not creating jobs as of now being in the past. One other point I would make about last year's figures before talking about President Ramaphosa's initiative is that if you look at where the jobs appear to have been created, by and large, although we've lost them in the private sector and in manufacturing, guess what? They've grown most in the public sector.
Which still accounts for, what, 27% of this entire pie?
Absolutely. And, of course, that's the area where we're overloaded, they're overpaid, and we're bloated, and we shouldn't be creating jobs. So all in all, not a hugely happy picture. But if we look to the future as opposed to the past, hopefully it will be happier. And I think it's a happy coincidence that today the launch of the YES program is contemporaneous with the launch of these figures, because hopefully in a year's time we'll look back and say, well, there we are. We've got a good benchmark. And my own view tends to be optimistic, but I think the GDP growth this year will be higher than anticipated. And as soon as GDP starts to grow, well, the demand for jobs increases. There will be more support, more investment domestically, both from overseas and locally. That will translate into jobs. I think we all know business confidence has increased tremendously. President Ramaphosa is popular with businessmen because he is a businessman himself. He also understands labor. And the fact that some really important people in the business community, such as the CEO of Investec, have been very clearly aligned with this, I think bodes well for it. So hopefully, looking forward, we've got cause for optimism.
Hopefully is the imperative word here, and a lot of that dependent on growth prospects actually
very
coming through, because we are looking at a very vulnerable situation here, Andrew, because if you're looking at trade, for example, it accounts for 70% of the new jobs that were created, as we've highlighted over the December quarter, and you know, that illustrative of the fact that jobs aren't being created across the board.
That's
alluded to the fact that it's the public sector employees that accounting for the largest slice of the pie, and that's going to, one assume, come under pressure as belt tightening takes effect. So growth prospects aside, how do we start, you know, whittling away at the vulnerability and seeing this job opportunity happen on a broader scale?
As far as I see the picture, it only happens with economic growth. I mean, you're quite right. There really does need to be a belt tightening in the public sector. And that, in a way, is not necessary growth engendering, generating, productive stuff in the broadest possible sense. What we need to be doing is to be creating sustainable jobs. And whilst a short-term initiative, as we've seen in the past, doesn't necessarily create long-term jobs without the underpinning growth, the fact is that it becomes a very important portal to enter employment. And I would think that if we can get the growth, that in fact 60% or more of those who are hired as part of this initiative will actually find their way into the labor force on a sustainable basis. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can look back in 12 months' time and see a sustained growth over the period rather than just a quarterly seasonal thing, which was probably down to the Christmas period.
In this context, Andrew, let's get your thoughts on the debate on the national minimum wage that's been raging on. I mean, a 20 Rand an hour proposal, it's what is being looked at right now. How do you see this impacting this job potential scenario?
Look, I think that no one, frankly, in their right mind can be against a national minimum wage. I think it is necessary. The issue really is at what level do you choose to set it? Ours has been set at a relatively high level, certainly by comparative standards, although I want to hasten to add that there is no golden figure for this sort of thing. But it's been deliberately set to affect roughly 50% of people in employment. Now, there is clearly going to be some loss of jobs as a result of that. The areas where possibly the biggest job loss would be felt immediately is domestic. But the domestic sector has already been exempted for the first 2 years from 100% of the national minimum wage. So that's going to come in at 75%. But I still expect that there will be job losses there. Because in point of fact, if a household, middle class, lower middle income, have to pay 500 to 800 Rand more a month to their maid, they will make their own beds. So that's a concern. I don't believe the simplistic arguments that you give people more money, they spend more, they create. I mean, that's perpetual motion machine. The economy doesn't work like that. So I think there will be an impact on jobs. I think it will be less than the critics of doom say, but nevertheless, we've got to hope it'll be offset by the growth prospects.
Well, let's leave it there. Andrew, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening.
Much.
Of course, Andrew Levy is a labor analyst at Andrew Levy Employment Development Corporation.